Hey, pay attention. You might just learn something. This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
All right, back with Congressman Tim Walberg now. And Congressman, I'll be in town next week for the State of the Union address. Look forward to maybe running into you along the way, but I'll be in town and then over at the White House campus doing some interviews with a whole bunch of folks following the State of the Union. So it looks like a big week for us ahead, and always busy for you. But I want to get back to this whole scandal surrounding the FBI. Let me read something from the New York Post. Each day brings credible reports suggesting there is a massive scandal involving the top ranks of America's premier law enforcement agency. The reports, which feature talk among agents of a secret society and suddenly missing text messages, point to the existence both of a cabal dedicated to defeating Donald Trump in 2016 and of a plan to let Hillary Clinton skate free in the classified email probe. If either one is true, and I believe both probably are, it would mean FBI leaders betrayed the nation by abusing their powers in a bid to pick the president of the United States. Do you find that to be a credible comment from the New York Post?
It's an amazing comment coming from the New York Post, and I think you're going to see more of that. It's hard to dispel that notion when you're seeing more and more uncharacteristic activities, involvements, and actions coming from a place where you expected a nonpartisan, nonpolitical effort to be carried out for the best interests of this country in the form of justice. First and foremost, would say from what I know of the FBI that its agents, the overwhelming majority, are people committed to just doing the right thing. But this appears to be the upper echelons of the FBI, with some people that were elevated in the last administration because of their political leanings. And I think, Steve, you and I both can assume probably correctly that what they were doing, they never thought would be found out, because they could not believe that Donald Trump would become president and the whole regime would change. They thought Hillary Clinton would be there, and anything they had done simply to try to make sure that she was president would be covered up because she was president.
Let me ask you a couple things. In your opinion, strictly in your opinion, Congressman, was the Clinton investigation into her abuse of emails and homemade homebrew servers, was the Clinton investigation rigged from the start?
Oh, I've said that since it was happening. I mean, it was just unbelievable what was going on all around that, and why questions weren't being asked, and why people like Comey were making statements that just didn't fit with norm, at the very least. No, I believe that very clearly, and I think it's going to be proven.
All right, let me ask you this. Was James Comey in the tank? Was he compromised? Did James Comey lie to Congress under oath about when he made his decision to not pursue prosecution against Hillary Clinton?
Well, what's coming out public already seems to indicate that is the case, that he, in a very skillful way, chose what truth to tell, how to tell it. And to make sure that none of it ultimately affected Hillary Clinton.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe, in your opinion, was Trump Tower wiretapped and wiretapped under false pretenses with a FISA warrant that had no business being approved?
Well, I guess the only comment I can make on that is from everything that's coming out now, when people laughed at Donald Trump when he suggested that his office had been tapped. And they poo-pooed it and said, this is just a guy trying to get some publicity. It appears that Donald Trump may have the last laugh.
Here's the real question, the nexus of all of this, the real nexus of all of this. Does this all lead back to Barack Obama himself? Does it lead back to the previous occupant of the White House and the Oval Office? Was the former president involved in the rigging of the Clinton investigation, in the compromising of the FBI, in the wiretapping of Trump Tower, in the weaponizing of America's intelligence community? Does this lead back to Barack Obama?
It would be my opinion that any person with an objective analysis of all that has gone on prior to what we're seeing rolled out in front of us now, as well as what we're seeing rolled out in front of us now, you would have to say this did not happen without some involvement or knowledge and approval by the former administration.
Is that a yes?
That is a yes. And as I said, it is my opinion that with all the evidence that is coming out now and all of the evidence that was suggested before, that something that has become as full involved as what we're seeing now, a president with an administration and with controls and levers over FBI, Justice Department, etc., had to have known about it, but was very skillful in trying to keep it from appearing directly at his doorstep. Let me say it that way.
But had to have known about it. There's just he had to have known about it.
The amount of involvement that Barack Obama as president had in every area of life in Washington, D.C., and very, very cleverly picking people who would do his work, I cannot believe that he didn't know about it. But he was skillful in always making sure that if it came close to him, it didn't land in the Oval Office. Well, I think if people's reasonable understanding would say, if that was the case, then either the president was totally out of touch, or he was skillful in doing what was necessary to make sure that it didn't fall on his office desk.
Or he knew exactly what was going on. Congressman Tim Walberg, had to leave it right there. Hope to see you next week in D.C. Like I said, we'll be in town for the State of the Union address and there for a couple more days. Greatly appreciate it, Congressman.
Look forward to seeing you, too.